In early 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band made the first jazz recording. Over the next 100 years, we've heard transcendent leaps of creativity and staggering virtuosity. We have experienced the music of crushing pain, breathless romance, anger, exhilaration, and humor. This is that story. 100 years of jazz recordings. From WTJU Charlottesville, your host, Russell Perry. Jazz has often been understood through the lens of the conflict between art and commerce. In the 1930s, several artists successfully blurred these distinctions. Louis Armstrong adopted popular song as his vehicle for a successful career shift into the mainstream. Cab Calloway defined his popular hipster persona while fronting one of the most professional big bands of the era and providing an incubator for numerous future jazz stars, including Dizzy Gillespie, Chu Berry, and Milt Hinton. Lionel Hampton, a key member of Benny Goodman's courageous colorblind quartet and the leading vibraphone player of his generation, created a series of high-energy recordings that were foundational in the development of rhythm and blues. Today, we'll listen to The Entertainers, Louis Armstrong, Cab Calloway, and Lionel Hampton. Turning first to Louis Armstrong, in the 1930s, Louis Armstrong, already the leading instrumental soloist in jazz, reinvented himself as an interpreter and singer of popular song. Thomas Brothers writes in his two-volume biography of Louis Armstrong, "Armstrong's second modern formulation was the result of efforts to succeed in the mainstream market of white audiences. The key here was radical paraphrase of familiar popular tunes. The basic idea was nothing new when, during the 19th century and probably long before, African-American musicians spoke of ragging the tune. They meant creating their own stylized version of a known melody by adding all kinds of embellishments and extensions. In the early 1930s, with the assistance of the microphone, he invented a fresh approach to this old tradition, creating a song style that was part blues, part crooning, plastic and mellow, the most modern thing around." Let's listen to Louis Armstrong and his orchestra in late 1929, doing two tunes by Fats Waller, perhaps the earliest of the many Fats Waller compositions to be explored by Louis Armstrong, "Ain't Misbehavin'" and "What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue?"
Thank you. to bed. Spring's horn has led. Feel like old Ned. Wish I was dead. All my life through, I've been so black and blue. Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do then to be so black and blue? Oh, I'm white inside, but that don't help my case. Cause I can't hide what is in my face. How will it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Louis Armstrong interpreting the compositions of Fats Waller, Ain't Misbehavin', and What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue. Let's continue with Louis Armstrong, listening to Sweethearts on Parade from 1930, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues from 1933, and Sweet Sue, Just You, also from 1933. Robert O'Malley in the Notes for the Jazz Singer writes about Sweet Sue: after a mock radio announcer intro by Armstrong and a fanfare by the band, Pop riffs and mumbles the lyrics above the swingin' reeds and the train wheel steady rhythm. Then the tempo downshifts to half speed, making way for singer tenor player Bud Johnson, who, with Lewis sometimes translating but not really, delivers two choruses in Viper language, the secret scat tongue of the hip jazz world and its hazy Viper, as in marijuana smokers, private parties.
Marching through all the sweethearts on parade, parade, parade. Can't help crying as they pass me by. All the sweethearts on parade, for parade. I'd love to join their fun, but they bore me very more. It takes more than one to join the army. Love, and how I find as they fall in line. Oh, the sweetheart on parade.
the matter with you, boy? Don't you know I got a right to sing the blues? Listen at this. Look out. One, two.
Yeah. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around down among the rim. A certain gal in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. Babe, all I see from me in misery. Oh, I got a right to moan and sigh, got a right to sit and cry down among the rim. Oh, babe, I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are swinging Sweet Sue for you this evening, and we are featuring two good old choruses, and the second one is none other than the Viper's Language. We're going to swing upon you, and my little tenor man, old Gilly Mouth Bud Johnson, going to sing the chorus for you. Look here, look here. Look out, son. One, two. Yeah. Knows the one love, sweet you. Baby, it's you. And the moon high knows the reason why, sweet you, is you. No one else, it seems to share my dreams. Oh, without you, dear, I don't know what I do, baby. And this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet you. Oh, baby, da do ba da do do da da do. Get a load of this Viper's Language.
Iwe, iwe, stiwa, iwe, biwa.
Star above.
Ni wo, di bi bi wa, ni wa, li wo.
You're the one I love.
Siwe, siwu.
Siwe, siwu.
Jiwe, jiwu.
You mean just you.
Iwe, ziwe, miwu, ni wa, piwa.
The moon up high.
Ni wo, di bi bi.
Knows the reason why.
Jiwe,
jiwe. He said sweet to you.
Jiwe, jiwe.
He said yes, you.
Ni wo wi wa ni wa siwe siwe. Jiwe, 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 mi wa dreamy.
Songs from popular music interpreted by Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. Sweethearts on Parade. This was composed by Carmen Lombardo for his brother Guy Lombardo, one of America's favorite band leaders. I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, and this one by Harold Arlen with lyrics by Ted Keeler, and Sweet Sue, Just You. Continuing, let's listen to two more selections by Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, 219 Blues from 1940 and Hobo, You Can't Ride This Train from 1932. O'Malley writes of the latter, over the chugging rhythm section and choruses of horns provided by Chick Webb and his band, Armstrong laughs, scat calls, and talk sings his gravelly song of mock warning and revelry. Topping the performance is his strutting blues trumpet, clarion clear as it ascends to a high C to match the high spirits of the overall performance.
Now the 219 took my baby away. The 219 took my baby away. And the 217 will bring her back someday. You take the TNP and I'll take the LMN. Mama, I said you take the TNP and I'll take the LNN. We got to be lucky, honey, to ever meet again.
My, my, my. Listen to that rhythm train, boy. Boy, I bet all them hobos are all set under them rods. Even only number one and all them cats. Yeah, man. All aboard for Pittsburgh, Hattiesburg, all the boys. Oh boy, you can't ride this train. Yeah. Oh, baby.
Boy, I'm the brakesman.
And I'm a tough man. I ain't joking.
You can ride this train. Hey, hobo! Lift your hobo.
Boy, you can ride this train. Yeah, man. I think I will let you ride.
219 Blues and Hobo, You Can't Ride This Train by Louis Armstrong. Ben Ratliff writes in the New York Times Essential Library of Jazz, "It's been said, most eloquently in Gary Giddens' Satchmo, but bears repeating, Armstrong was a modern character, a mixture of true artist and entertainer, of individualist and crowd pleaser. If you don't appreciate both sides, you miss his essence." We'll return with the music of Cab Calloway and Lionel Hampton when Jazz at 100 continues in a moment.
My, 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 my. Listen to that rhythm train, boy. Boy, I bet all them hobos are all set under them rods. Even only number one and all them cats. Yeah, man. All aboard for Pittsburgh, Hattiesburg, all the boys. Oh boy, you can't ride this train. Yeah. Oh baby.
Welcome back to Jazz at 100 and the crowd-pleasing music of Cab Calloway and Lionel Hampton. Cab Calloway learned to scat at the feet of Louis Armstrong in Chicago in the late 1920s when he was ostensibly attending law school. He dropped out, moved to New York, took over an established band, and established a long-term residency at the Cotton Club in 1930, replacing Duke Ellington. Ellington's response to the premise of the Cotton Club, blacks playing for whites amid plantation decorations, only went as far as his amusement at the label Jungle Music. In contrast, Calloway applied his unequaled charisma, elastic vocals, and swing to exotically topical lyrics, often of drug culture, nonsense syllables, and cynical nostalgia for the Deep South. Ironically, many of these songs were the work of white writers like Harold Arlen, who wrote Over the Rainbow, and Ted Keeler, who contributed Stormy Weather. We'll start with a couple of tunes that focus on the Minnie the Moocher character created by Cab Calloway. Minnie the Moocher from 1931, Kickin' the Gong Around, also from 31, and Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day from 1932, the latter two by Harold Arlen and Ted Keeler.
Now here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red-hot hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, toughest rail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a hay whale. Howdy, howdy, ho!
Howdy, howdy, ho!
Howdy, howdy, ho!
Howdy, howdy, ho!
Now she messed around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown. He showed her how to kick the gong around.
Showed her how to kick the gong around.
Howdy ho!
Howdy ho!
Howdy ha ha!
Howdy,
hi, hi. Howdy, weevil.
Howdy, weevil.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Now she had a dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with a platinum wheel. Whatty, woody, way.
Howdy, woody,
way!
Oh, baby!
Oh, baby!
Wanna be with you?
Wanna be with you?
Howdy, ho!
Howdy, ho! Now he gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted them all a million times. Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Oh, Minnie.
Oh, Minnie.
Howdy, way.
Howdy, way.
Oh, ho.
Oh.
Down in Chinatown, all the cokies laid around. Some were high and some were mighty low. There were millions on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was wet and cold and pale. He was looking for his frail. He was broken, all his junk ran out. Nobody made a sound as he stood and looked around, and then you'd hear old Smokey shout, tell me where is Minnie?
Tell me where is Minnie?
My poor Minnie.
Your poor Minnie.
Has she been here kicking the gong around? you don't know Minnie,
don't know Minnie,
she's tall and skinny. She gets her pleasure kicking the gong around. Skitty wanna loody dee dee wanna loody dee lady.
Yeah!
Skitty wanna loody dee dee wanna loody dee lady.
No!
Skit bop doot dot doot it wanna doot lady.
No!
Just tell her Smokey Joe was here and had to go. And as he departed, the curtains parted.
The curtains parted.
And there stood Minnie kicking the gong around.
What's that them boys say? It's Minnie the
the moochers within dance.
Three tunes from Cab Calloway, Minnie the Moocher, Kicking the Gong Around, and Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day. One final song by Cab Calloway and his orchestra, this time from 1932. Let's listen to Man from Harlem, of which Robert O'Malley in the Notes for the Jazz Singers writes, "Because he was such a great song and dance man, comedian, sex symbol, and all-round entertainer, it's not usually noted that Cab was one of the band's most gifted musicians, perhaps its greatest soloist, in the company of Ben Webster, Chew Berry, Dizzy Gillespie, Cozy Cole, Milt Hinton, and others. His voice has an astonishing elasticity and range, from the deep bass to the ringing soprano notes, the clear falsetto notes. It could swoop and soar, commanding a tremendous variety of colors and textures." The Man from Harlem, Cab Calloway and his orchestra.
Filled with gaudy frails chewing on their fingernails. They were waiting for the man from Harlem. Drinks were served, 6 bits of throw. Things were moving kind of slow. Everybody's nerves were getting jumpy. You know, people sort of frivolous like that. All at once the room was still. Men forgot all about the bill. Who should enter but the man from Harlem? Why, look at that cat. He's coming in. He's growling. Just let him growl. It's an awful mess, ain't it? Oh, you mugging, Satchel. You mugging. Mugging, so help me. I'm going to tell you more about it. Tell you more about it. Everybody rolled their eyes. Women started heaving sighs. Someone hollered, "Music, lights, and gin." Come on, let's get out here. Everybody cleared a space. They had big, broad smiles on every face. How they all loved to see the man from Harlem. Into step. He filled everyone with plenty pep. He'd twist and squirm, it just was a dirty shame. Everyone was in a daze. Women watched him with amaze. Each one said she'd have the man from Harlem. Can you blame him? Can you blame him? Oh, this man's a man. Just let him buck. Couple frails and it sure did look kind of low. Another cat walked up and said to the man, "Harlem, go over there and see what's the matter with them girls there." And he said, "Oh, kind of low." He said, "I got just what you need. Come on, sister, light up one of these weeds and get high and forget about everything. Come on, Satchel." Oh, baby.
Cab Calloway and his orchestra from 1932, The Man from Harlem, will return with the music of Lionel Hampton when Jazz at 100 continues in a moment.
Up at Mike's the other night, there was really quite a sight.
Gather around, folks, while I give you all the lowdown. It's a mess, too. Tables were filled with gaudy frails chewing on their fingernails. They were waiting for the man from Harlem.
Welcome back to Jazz at 100 and the high-energy music of Lionel Hampton. In the Penguin Jazz Guide, Morton and Cook write, Hampton was the first player to use vibes as a jazz instrument as opposed to a novelty. His Victor Sessions of the 30s offer a glimpse of many of the big band players of the day away from usual chores. Hampton cherry-picked whichever band was in town at the time of the session. Although most of the tracks were hastily organized, the music is consistently entertaining. Let's listen to two selections by these pickup bands, Lionel Hampton and his orchestra, starting with When Lights Are Low from 1939, and what a pickup band. The rhythm section is Clyde Hart on piano, Charlie Christian on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. The front line is Dizzy Gillespie, Benny Carter on alto, Coleman Hawkins, and Ben Webster, and Chu Berry on tenor. This is a Benny Carter tune, When Lights Are Low, followed by Jivin' the Vibes from 1937. Thank you. two selections by pickup bands called Lionel Hampton and His Orchestra, When Lights Are Low from 39 and Jive and the Vibes from 1937. Ted Gioia writes of Lionel Hampton, his was a style built on abundance, long loping lines, blistering runs of 16th notes, Baroque ornamentations, all accompanied by an undercurrent of grunting and humming from above. Two final selections from Lionel Hampton and His Orchestra. Ring Dem Bells from 1938, featuring Cootie Williams on trumpet and Johnny Hodges on alto, both of the Ellington Band, followed by Rhythm Rhythm, I Got Rhythm, in this case with Buster Bailey on clarinet and Johnny Hodges on alto sax, from 1937.
Thank you.
Lionel Hampton and his orchestra, Ring Dem Bells, and Rhythm Rhythm, I Got Rhythm. In the next hour, we'll continue our exploration of jazz as entertainment, and we'll return to the music of Fats Waller, one of the most important composers and instrumentalists in jazz history, who would also have to be on anyone's shortlist of most entertaining jazz artists. You have been listening to Jazz at 100, the history of 100 years of jazz recordings produced by WTJU Charlottesville and funded in part through a grant from the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. For more information, playlists, and resources, go to wtju.net/jazz100, where you can also listen to archived editions of all previously broadcast programs. This is your host, Russell Perry.